and welcome to Win Over Depression, your beacon of hope in the realm of mental health. I am your host, Tamara Trotter. I am your companion on the journey to reclaiming joy and resilience. In this podcast, we'll unravel the vital importance of managing your well-being amidst life's challenges, from practical strategies to uplifting stories and expert advice. Each episode is a roadmap to cultivating mental wellness and overcoming the grip of depression. Whether you are seeking solace for yourself or supporting a friend, here you will find the tools and inspiration to navigate the complexities of emotional health. Join me as we embark on a transformative quest to prioritize self-care, resilience, and the triumph of the human spirit. Let's together redefine the narrative of depression and embrace a life of purpose and fulfillment. Welcome to episode 122 of Win Over Depression. Today, we'll be talking about depression as it relates to determination and perseverance. Depression is a catastrophic disease that affects millions of people every single day. And it is one of the most undertreated conditions in the world. Perseverance and depression often exist in a delicate dance where one can either empower or hinder the other. Perseverance, the steadfast pursuit of goals despite obstacles, is a beacon of hope in the dark tunnel of depression. It is the flickering flame that refuses to be extinguished, even when surrounded by suffocating darkness. And we have said many times that suffering with depression feels like you are in darkness. There is rain that is only pouring on you, or you feel as if you are sinking in quicksand. In the throes of depression, every step forward can feel like trudging through quicksand. But perseverance is the lifeline that keeps one moving, however slowly, toward the light. Never underestimate the small incremental changes that you are making because you are progressing. Depression, on the other hand, can cast a heavy shadow over even the most resilient spirits. And I know for me, it can really be difficult when I'm trying so hard to feel better, to turn the corner, to get past what may be an emotional strain and to see some sort of regulation. But it seems as though when you are working on individual goals that around every corner, there seems to be an issue, a problem, something that is keeping you from accomplishing the goal. And then that makes it very difficult to keep moving forward. Its weight is suffocating and its whispers relentless. It really distorts reality, sapping motivation, and clouding judgment. I've always said that depression and overcoming depression or any mental health condition is very demanding, and some people just are not able to get through it. It's so debilitating that they cannot work. They're not able to function without assistance, and they live a very hard and sad life. But for those of us who are able to persevere, we still have a lot of hard work in front of us. But when we're persevering, we know that we just can't give up. Because when depression has a grip on you, even the simplest task can feel insurmountable. And I mean something simple as getting out of bed, taking a shower, making a meal for yourself, paying a bill, making a phone call. You just cannot muster up enough strength to get it done. And that is why oftentimes those who suffer with mental illness have bills that are left unpaid and have notices that are left unopened in the mail, and they really just have a hard time dealing with what you believe is something very simple that you could probably do in your sleep. Despite the formidable opponent that depression presents, perseverance does refuse to surrender, because perseverance is really and truly 99.9% of the success that you cultivate in any situation. It is the quiet voice that whispers just one more step when every fiber of your being screams to give up. It's the small victories, the moments of clarity amidst the fog that remind you that progress is possible, even if it's slow and arduous. Overcoming depression requires a resilience born of sheer determination and unwavering commitment to the journey toward healing. It is truly a testament to the human spirit's capacity to endure, adapt, and ultimately thrive in the face of adversity. And while the road may be long and fraught with challenges, perseverance ensures that every step, no matter how faltering, brings you closer to the promise of brighter days ahead. I know that all of what I have just said is easier said than done, and many of you are thinking, but what if I'm just not capable of persevering? Because we are all made of different DNA, and we all have different confidences in our abilities to overcome. So what I would say to you, my friend, is that if you have found this podcast, then you are working toward getting better. And you never really know how much perseverance you have in the depths of your spirit until the time comes when you want to give up, but you refuse to, and you take the next step. Perseverance in the context of depression, it's not a one-time decision. It has to be a daily commitment to choose hope over despair, even when the darkness threatens to engulf you. And remember, sometimes the daily commitment to persevere doesn't work out the way that we want to, and we feel like we have lost the day to depression. And that is okay, as long as you are willing to get up the next day and try again and not decide to give up and spend 3 or 4 days in bed. There are going to be some setbacks, so you have to accept that, but do not accept that you have been defeated. It's about summoning the courage to reach out for help, maybe to seek therapy, to try medication, or to solicit support from loved ones. Even when every instinct tells you to retreat in isolation. As a matter of fact, this morning, I just wasn't feeling up to the task. And what I did is I decided to do a couple of things. I listened to some upbeat music, and I actually listened to a few speeches from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to remind me that giving up is never an option. When you are feeling like your perseverance is at an all-time low, you must take action in order to shift your thinking and your mindset to a happier place and time. And by doing that, listening to some upbeat music, it not only reminded me of how much I love to listen to music, but it lightened my mood and gave me hope. And I said to myself, you can either continue along this path that may lead to an episode of depression, or you can pivot. And when we pivot, we change the outcome. And that is exactly what I did. I decided to pivot. And within 15 minutes, my thinking was more positive. I was feeling the day more, and I was able to get some work done. So it's really up to us to recognize when we need to push ourselves. And as hard as it may seem and unfair, it is, we still have to realize that sometimes the cards that we have been dealt, we have to learn how to play them to our advantage. Because perseverance represents the stubborn refusal to let depression define who you are or dictate the course of your life. So I'm speaking now to those of you who have let depression dictate the course of your life. It is not too late to turn it around and get back on track, but it is a decision that only you can make. No one else can decide for you. Because perseverance is not synonymous with perfection, because perfection does not exist, because no one is perfect. It is about embracing the messy nature of the healing process and allowing yourself grace in the moments of setback or relapse. Because if you think you won't have a setback, you will feel defeated when the setback occurs. So expect the setback, but just be prepared to take action and to continue on your journey. It is understanding that progress is rarely linear and requires you to accept that there will be some ups and downs, some peaks and valleys, some good times and some challenges. So just prepare yourself for that. But perseverance does represent the willingness to dust yourself off time and time again. And you might ask me, how many times should I dust myself off? Each and every time you feel that you are experiencing a setback, you dust yourself off, because there will be incremental improvement along the way. But you need to continue onward, knowing that setbacks are just detours on the road to recovery. And a setback is not indicative of failure, but rather opportunities for growth and resilience. So remember to give yourself grace and the opportunity to keep going and to be willing to expect a better tomorrow. Ultimately, perseverance and depression are intertwined in a complex dance of resilience and vulnerability. While depression may test the limits of one's endurance, perseverance is the beacon of light that guides you through the darkness, reminding you that even in the bleakest of moments, there is still hope. It's the unwavering belief that with time, patience, and unwavering determination, brighter days lie ahead, waiting to be discovered. I always want you to feel that there is hope. Hope is what keeps us going. So whatever you need to do to maintain hope, that is crucial on this journey to feeling better. I never want to end my podcast without thanking you so very much for listening. I hope that you are learning about yourself and how you too can get to a better place. Remember, I used to suffer from chronic depression where I could just get up, get dressed, go to work, and come home. I couldn't do any social activities. I was so tired from the events of the day that I would just come home and lay in my bed and just repeat that over and over again. I know for certain that if I can overcome chronic depression, you can as well. I believe you can. I know that you can. And I am a living testimony that when you put in the work, when you commit to the work, when you accept that setbacks will happen, but you keep going, that is what's going to get you where you need to get to. Remember, Win Over Depression is now on TikTok, and you can find us there. There are several videos that will encourage you and give you more tools in this journey called life. You can also find us on YouTube at Win Over Depression, also on Pinterest at TT Mental Health Expert. The one thing I'd like for you to do is consider becoming a patron. If you would go to www.patreon.com, patreon.com/Tamara Trotter, T-A-M-E-R-A, last name Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R, as little as $10 to $15 per month will allow me to spread this message further and wider. I hope that you will consider that, but also share this podcast with someone that you know is struggling with a mental illness. Thank you so much for being the best part of Win Over Depression. Remember, a new episode drops every Friday, and I encourage you and remind you to stay in the game of life. If you are contemplating suicide, please stop right now. Do not take your life. Your loved ones will not understand. They will blame themselves, and you will be passing the pain of your illness on to those that you love. Would you just go to sleep? Call your accountability partner. But your life is worth living, and you found this podcast for a reason. So I encourage you to go back, listen to the over 120 episodes, and help yourself get to a better place. I encourage you to do that. I care about you, my friend. And I will see you all next time on Win Over Depression. Take care.